Triple M Footy's Howie and you of the Howie Games and budding guitarist. How are you, Mark Howard?
Yeah, I'm very, very well, Rosie. Let's ease off on the budding guitarist.
No.
Heavens above, you'll sink me there.
It's beautiful. I love your enthusiasm for music. And you told me something very exciting last week that is out now. You have branched out the Howie Games, which is usually looking at legends in sport. You're looking at legends in the arts now as well.
Yeah, it's, you know, I love what creative people do, Rose, whether they're movie stars or rock stars, TV stars, podcasters, authors. So to sit down with some of the people that entertain you and me and fill us with joy through their creativity and chat with them about the ups and downs and how they've done what they've done and how they've succeeded and the issues they've had along the way. And, Rose, what it is like to stand in front of 150,000 people screaming out your name in your songs. it's something that you or I will never experience.
No chance.
It's great to hear.
Yeah. No, that just terrifies me. And to start it, it's what an absolute living legend.
Yeah, 2 hours chatting to Paul Kelly when you're sitting in your podcast studio, which is the spare bedroom at my joint in lockdown, was an absolute treat. And Paul very graciously through his people, and Paul decided to release his brand new song on the podcast, which blew me away. It's about Eddie Betts and Paul's view of Eddie's fight against racism. It is a haunting song. It's a song that'll get in your guts, Rose. And to hear Paul talk about it is, you know, he's a great Australian poet. So to hear him talk about it sitting in the little studio was probably the best 2 hours I've spent all year.
It really combines his two great passions. Apart from music, he loves having a kick of the footy, and he's been incredible about Indigenous affairs his whole musical career.
Yeah, he has. And that's why he's perfect for the artist series, because he talks about cricket and footy as passionately as he talks about music. And the way he has written this song about Eddie, and the fact that he sent it to Eddie to get Eddie's approval, and Eddie responded in the most beautiful way and then told Paul that he was going to play it for the first time in the car to his children when he was going to his last game of football.
Aww.
It's really, really touching stuff, and there's a lesson for us all in the song. A lesson that Eddie and so many Australians have been trying to get across, that racism is not okay and we need to get past it, Rosie. And Paul's words and Eddie's feelings, it's a beautiful place where the two meet.
I've heard interviews with Paul recently where he's talked about delving into his sock drawer, where he'd be a prolific writer. He'd be the sort of person that would just write every day. It's just something that's in him. Is this a song that he sort of had previously and then he kind of went, oh, this will work for Eddie, or did he really write it as an entirely new thing?
That's a great question, Rose. So he was watching AFL 360 a year ago when Eddie was talking about racism and talking about being so sick and tired of it. And Paul relates the fact that he heard Eddie say it 6 or 7 times, I'm so sick and tired of it. So he started to write a song with that leading into the chorus, the song being Every Step of the Way. And then he put the song away. And then, as like you said, in the sock drawer, and he recorded it over Christmas, and it was sitting in the sock drawer, and then he saw Eddie again probably 6 weeks ago on AFL 360 after everything that happened with Taylor Walker in Adelaide, and he thought, right, this song now needs to come out of the sock drawer, Rosie, and it needs to be presented to the people. So that's exactly what has occurred.
It's time, and it probably like Eddie and everybody else, it's sort of like, I can't believe we're still having this same conversation.
Yeah, I'm not sure why we are still having this conversation. Open your heart, open your mind, be accepting. Just be accepting, Rosie, of everybody and everyone. And, you know, I had the pleasure of speaking on the podcast to Majak Dore, and he told me what it is like being an immigrant to come to a new country where you don't speak the language and you look completely different to everyone else and you eat different foods and you have different cultures. And just the smallest thing, whether it's someone at the local supermarket pointing you in the direction of an aisle, can make a tremendous difference. So, yeah, just open your heart and be kind and lose your biases. Get rid of them, Rose. Get rid of them.
It's sort of hard to believe, because I think one of the best things about when I was in primary school was the kids from other cultures, and you'd share your food and you'd get to hear stories, and it was just the best. I just don't know why. What happens? Do some people forget that? They get older and just, I don't understand.
No, I'm not the most eloquent person to start talking about the racial divide, Rose, but it's disgusting. There's no place for it. I'm telling you things that every right-minded person understands. Mm. So if you're not on board, talk to people, ask people, and educate yourself. Educate yourself.
Yeah, understand. That's all it is, understanding. Now, Howie Games Artist Series launches today with Paul Kelly. Is there anyone else on coming up? Can you give me a little hook, Howie?
I can. What do you want? Musicians? Do you want actors? I've got Dan McPherson. Dan McPherson's been outstanding. And it's brilliant about sitting there and going to 147 auditions in a row in America and being told no.
You're
and
no
then
good.
What happens the first time someone says, actually, we want you. Mm. If you want music types.
Well, Dan's a triathlete as well. So you're still picking people who have a sport.
Correct.
Aspect
so
of
they love sport. a bloke you might know by the name of Kirk Pengilly, who is married to a 7-time world surfing champion, talks about In Excess and how that came to pass.
Great.
And then Rose. Now, this will determine whether you're a cool kid or not.
Okay. No pressure.
This man is pretty much one of, if not the biggest, recording studio artists in the world. I can't believe he came on. Now, his name is Kevin Parker.
Oh.
He's a massive Fremantle Dockers fan. He's their number one supporter, but he rolls, Rose.
Tame Impala?
Tame Impala. Now, if you're listening to this on the wireless, to be frank, if you don't know who he is, you ain't cool. If you do, you're one of the cool kids like you and me, Rose. I couldn't believe that my man, the Tame Impala, came on this show. And he's a phenomenon. He is an absolute phenomenon, this man.
Is he now living in Malibu or somewhere fancy?
Well, he's got a place that he is at in. He's got a place down Yelling Up Way in WA. He lives in Perth, but he's currently on tour in the United States of America. Apparently, wearing his Howie Games T-shirt. So, what a cool kid he is!
Is he a non-shoe wearer as well?
Yeah, he's a non-shoe wearer. He's my type of dude: non-shaver, non-haircutter. Real sort of creative operator that just gets down the coast and enjoys himself.
I love it. And also very much looking forward to the fact that you will be calling the 2021 AFL Grand Final for Triple M Footy.
Yeah, I will. First time I've called a Grand Final, Rose. I appreciate that. I presume Brian and Jim are doing it for Channel 7. So
they're in Perth.
The
Who? Whatever.
We'll take it. No, I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be a cracking game. I can't wait for it.